Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
What are your kind of reflections on that defeat in the final?
I think it was really hard. I mean, I found it very hard to watch out in Japan. I had an amazing time. Tokyo's the best city in the world for me. I live there. What a place. Chloe was out there. You know, we were doing House of Rugby. We were doing live shows. We were just having so much fun. I think that, you know, if Eddie hadn't invited me in, I think it would have been quite hard, but I got to see it and I didn't go to the final. I had a ticket to watch the final. I didn't want to go because, you know, if I was sitting in the stadium, I would have liked to be sitting with the guys and it would have meant that, you know, if they'd won, I wouldn't have known what to do. If they'd lost, how do you console people after losing a World Cup final? So I stayed in a bar around the corner and I watched the game on TV and then we did a live show. And, South Africa played better than us. You know, England just didn't get the game plan right or didn't operate as they would want to and they fell short. And I think...
What could Eddie have done differently?
Well, Eddie's always good because he says what he wants in the media because people get so excited, but he just plays the media for the puppets that they are. You know, you say anything and fans, because fans have no rationality, any sports fan, football, Formula One, whatever, they're just like, their player should always win, their driver should always win. Nobody should do anything. Sack fire on the drop of a hat and... You know, when a coach says something, everyone gets mad. Eddie deflects the whole time, so nobody asks any of his players anything, and he carries on. He doesn't care. And when asked, why did he say it? Because I can and because it's funny. You know, that's why. So Eddie said, you know, after the World Cup, I didn't prepare them well enough. I saw them training the week. I don't think they could have done anything differently. You know, they potentially went off script a little bit, whereas South Africa are the only team that didn't deviate from their simple game plan the entire time. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I just didn't think we fired any shots. Our scrum fell apart, which is one of our key weapons. We kept getting penalised the entire time. The penalty count was completely different. We overplayed in the wrong areas. And international rugby and sport in general comes down to the positive versus negative chart. And every game, they wouldn't flow if there weren't negatives. You know, people didn't drop the ball, no one ever get it off them. But you've got to go, you know, negative, next action has to be a positive. South Africa went, you know, positive, negative, positive, positive, positive. We went negative, positive, negative, negative, one positive, get it, mistouch, positive. It was just, you know, those kind of things. And as they went up, we went down and you can't capture it. And then when they start flying and you're chasing the game, you know, people like Cheslin Kolbe come out of nowhere and finish a try that most people wouldn't be able to score, you know.
Is it oversimplistic to say that we had peaked a game too soon?
Look, I think when people say that statement, it takes for granted a lot. And it's what people said, are we peaked? You know, there's no such thing as playing a game before a game. Because if you're physically all able and all your levels, and you feel great and everything else, the only side of the thing that would allow that to happen is your mental side. So basically what you're saying is we are not mentally tough enough to play a game one week and then not do that. But the guys were doing that all tournament. So I think the biggest work on for sports people in general is the mental side. It's massively neglected in professional sport. We spend all this money on trainers, surfaces, nutritionists, everything, but we spend little attention onto the biggest muscle in our bodies, that our brain that we need to activate and use. So, you know, if you're saying there was emotional turmoil or toil from doing that, you know, they needed to work on that. And I think that's something that has to be massively examined in all sports, but especially with England, because there was no reason for that to happen. Were they mentally prepared? You know, was there enough mental side of the game focused? Did they address it? Were they, you know, you don't need much motivation to play for a World Cup. They weren't tired. I watched them train. They were fit. They were hungry. It just, mentally, they just didn't get it right. And that's where the biggest work on for me is.
Okay, that's interesting. So in some ways, they did peak one game too soon, but probably because of their opposition, because everyone had written them off against the Blacks. They just played exceptionally well, boosted the nation. Everyone thought, well, South Africa haven't got a chance. That was just sublime. And where do you go to from there? As you say, physically capable, but up there, it's not.
I think it basically, in the, you know, what you should have done is basically address that, is that no, there should be no talk of that, you know, because it's not a thing, you know, it's not a thing. You know, why does it, you know, a lot of the time when people fail at stuff, it's down to the mental side of it. You know, yes, if your body lets you down, that's one thing, but you know, you know, sometimes if you're about to perform, you're mentally in a good place, you're confident, your relationship's going well, everything's good, you feel $1 million. Kids are pissed you off, your husband's annoying you, you go out broadcast, you've got something in your mind. These things affect. It's not physically, it's mentally. And it's the team, probably, I would have said, judging by what I've seen of rugby teams, and Eddie Jones does it better than most, but should have addressed the mental fallout of that game, beating the All Blacks in such a way. How do you then peak for that? Were players talking to psychologists? Was there that individual, addressing of that? How do you peak for a final? What are we going to do? What's the atmosphere like? What's, you know, all these kind of things. And making sure that everybody's as hungry and as fired up to play against Africa. And I think they were, because you don't need any motivation for a World Cup final. But if your negatives go against you, which they went in that first 10 minutes, it was just negative from England, all mistakes. How do you get back a foothold in the game? And that's where your mental stuff starts playing tricks on you, and you need that mental strength to perform.
That's so true. From the off, it just didn't seem to click. The rubber, the green, the bounce, the ball, whatever you want to call it. Is it true that they arrived late for the final?
Don't know, actually.
I just heard that rumour that they arrived half an hour late or something, and it's sort of like there was a negative.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I definitely know that.
That's a great story if it is, Pink. I don't know. No.
Have I just made that up?
You might have made it up, but I'll find out.
Thanks so much for listening to In The Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcasts you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at In_the_pink, and you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.